It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we got more to get to with the Braves, who right now, they don't have that loving feeling. They're not scoring runs. It was ugly, ugly in the against the Padres this weekend. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up a little bit later on this hour. But as we get rolling here in the 5 o'clock hour, and thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Mike, is it inevitable that Kirk Cousins is going to the Browns? A lot of people think that that is the case. And I have to be clear here. We do not know if it's inevitable. There's evidence, and obviously we're connecting all the dots. John Fricke, who's going to be on the night, hit me up over the weekend. He was like, what are you hearing? And I told him, look, this is what I'm hearing in Cleveland. The fact of the matter is that, yes, he was out at a couple of restaurants and took some pictures. Mike, that doesn't necessarily mean that him and Kevin Stefanski are once again going to be reunited.
Right.
I think we just need to be careful when we say it's inevitable. Would we like for it to happen? Yeah, because we want resolution. But as the coaches are meeting down there in Palm Springs, the bottom line is, guys, this is one of the storylines that's going on around the NFL. And everybody is just kind of saying, oh, well, he was in Cleveland or the Cleveland area, and he knows Stefanski, and all this stuff adds up. They did trade for, or at least acquire, Kenny Pickett, but that's not going to be their starter.
No.
Mike, they have the number two overall pick in the draft. They have options.
Now, again, what does the owner Haslam saying that, yeah, we blew it? No blank Sherlock with Deshaun Watson. He came out and said that in an interview. Have to do with what they're going to do. Would you feel – see, this goes back to all of this. Is it real information, misinformation? Does everyone just simply just have Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders 1-2? And then just clear – I mean, just stop with this. Go get your – reset. Get a breath of fresh air. Get Sanders. Get him in there. Let him lead. And eventually you just you eat the hit like the Broncos did with Russell Wilson year with Deshaun Watson and just adios. But maybe that's not their plan. I don't know. Kirk Cousins, I mean, it concerns us. If potentially Aaron Rodgers is serious about going to Minnesota, a story that he's playing catch, as you said, with DK Metcalf, I mean, we could potentially maybe get more leverage with the Steelers. You maybe feel that they thought Aaron Rodgers is on the altar, then he leaves him, and then maybe we could get a trade for something. There was an article from Bill Barnwell today at ESPN, and a lot of our guys, you said, guys are killing me. Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, they were.
I'm just telling you what an ESPN.
They were like, Mike, I don't want a seventh-round pick.
Well, that might be all we can get for Kirk Cousins, because everyone doesn't believe that we're actually intending on taking him to the season with us, let alone camp, Carl. But Bill Barnwell was saying we would basically eat $25 million of the $37 million. The Browns would pay 12, or Titans would actually, he had the Titans making this deal. The Titans would eat just $12 million of the contract and only give us a seventh rounder. That's where he's, now look, Bill Barnwell's a pretty good guy in the NFL for being dialed in. You buy any of that?
I buy the potential of the deal. I buy, you know, people laying out what could potentially happen. I just need to see how this is going to shake out. And that's right now where we're at with this. You know, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Do I buy that he may want to be with the Vikings, or that's his choice over the Steelers? Well, yeah, because if he really wanted to be with the Steelers, Mike, he would have made the choice already.
Right.
So I do think he's leaving his options open. But the fact that he was seen at UCLA throwing the DK Metcalf, as Chris brought up, listen, I find that interesting because he hadn't been anywhere except on a beach where they took a picture of him and said he was contemplating his future. The Vikings are in an awkward position simply because they have a quarterback that they drafted. They say they believe in him, but yet they're leaving the door open for this potentially to happen, and that is that Aaron Rodgers could come. So this domino has to fall before others do, but the Cousins thing, I just don't think it's inevitable. Like, oh, it's going to happen. It's a no-brainer. Not quite yet.
Yeah, and I know that we, first things, I think most Falcon fans driving home right now, they want to get a pick for this draft. I mean, we want to have, and again, when's the last time you got excited, Carl, about a pick of a fifth rounder?
That's the point. I mean, the guys are like, Mike, I don't even know what you're talking about. Mike read the Barnwell report.
Again, guys, it's on ESPN. It's not behind a paywall, okay? I mean, don't, I'm just telling you. The value for Kirk Cousins, some teams may give us because if they're desperate. Carl's always said, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you always felt we'll play poker through the month of June, right? Maybe into July. And then at some point, if we don't get any traction, then we'll just cut him. And some teams are probably just waiting for us to cut him. They don't have to give us anything. That's always been my opinion.
One of our good followers, follow us, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. He says, Dukes, what? I thought the goal was to win as many games as possible. I think we're going to keep him. He's talking about Cousins. Okay, but even if you keep him, he's not winning games for you. Guys, he's our backup. You've already heard Raheem Moore say at the Combine, there will be no competition. There is no quarterback competition. You're going into camp. Mike, hell, when we start, once the draft is done and these guys start reporting for the mini camps and all the things that they got, it is Michael Penix who will be throwing the rock, first team guys.
Right. And then we'll figure any one of those other, you know, dudes that are going to be out there. You got guys, there's like a dozen of these guys, quarterbacks. I know that last year there was a concerted effort, whether it came from ownership or the coach simply wanted one guy, and the general manager said, we will never draft so low, let's get another quarterback. We're never going to be as stacked as we were last year. I just think that I thought that was a silly move just on principle. But do you feel we're going to get somebody like, you know, Jameis already signed? I mean, who's it going to be? Just one of these guys, like a Gardner, did Minshew sign somewhere, Chris? I mean, there's like so many guys. Yeah, he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs to back up Mahomes.
Oh, that's right, he did.
So you're running out of guys that have been starters, at least if you really care about a backup who's got some experience.
All right, what do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Coaches meetings going on, as we talked about. They do this every year, guys.
Why did Ron miss the picture?
Well, the plane ran into some weather issues, and so it delayed him getting there.
Where is
Raheem? So that's why he was not in the coach's picture. He was the only coach not to be pictured there, for those who saw that photo. And you were like, hey, that's pretty cool. Where's Ra? But they ran into some weather issues. So, listen, it happens. You run into issues at the airport, and there's nothing you can do. And he wasn't flying commercial. With that said, Mike, a couple of things going on. Tush push has been a big conversation. As a matter of fact, they asked Nick Sirianni about it. He was like, I hope they don't ban it. So do you think when we find out here over the next day, maybe this evening, that the tush push is going to be banned? Because the NFL has already changed the flex scheduling for Thursday Night Football to help Thursday night get better games. So they said, look, we're going to cut the time down that we're able to flex these games. Instead of 28 days, it's going to be 21. it doesn't mean necessarily anything to you, but all you need to know is that we're probably going to get better games.
Right. Now, a 21-day window to flex, certainly, and I joked around with Carl, because the first year of Amazon football on Thursday night was god-awful.
It was awful. It was.
And then if you don't think there's any correlation with the NFL trying to beef it up, and there was, and the games got a lot better the last couple of years, but now you're going to have a chance for better games later in the year. I just hate Thursday night football because it's the worst thing for teams, unless you're coming off a bye. You've got a shorter work week. Guys are never, especially Carl, late, like weeks 10 through 12, 17, you're never rested, right?
No.
So now, and you got injuries, and that's a concern. But they want to get the better product for the big partner of theirs in Amazon, so there it is. As far as the tush push, look, these guys came up with a play. They make it work. To me, it's un-American to take somebody who cares. You know what? Like, I got an idea. We got a quarterback who can leg press a Volkswagen. Let's get him behind our guys, and the refs, you know, they've kind of started to swallow their whistle when running backs. This sort of started the last couple of years.
Yeah,
the NFL created this by letting the play kind of extend. You remember that forward progress would be stopped? Well, they kind of let things go a little bit. Now you've got this great idea they've come up with. They make it work, and because why? Is it ego amongst offensive coordinators that they can't say, all right, my quarterback doesn't have that leg strength of Jalen Hurts, but I got a great running back, I got a tight end, I got guys I can put in that are great athletes, a good wide receiver, and I can make this work. And the other thing, they're trying to cite statistics about player safety. There's no proof to say this increases injury risk.
No.
So it's just basically nobody wants to rip off the Eagles in a copycat league. I can't understand this. Now, the play's ugly aesthetically, but it works.
You know what else I'd like to see him look at, or at least change, Mike? Is let's go back to the onside kick rules. This is such weak sauce.
I know.
Where now, you have to, we've got to notify you that we're going to kick an onside kick. The beauty of the onside kick, and I got to give, like, you know, Sean Payton and the Saints credit to this in the Super Bowl, Mike, is the unpredictability of it. Like, you never knew when it was going to happen, and you had to guard against it. You had to be ready. You had to be coached up. I do not like the new onside kick rules, and it's something else that I hope they look at and the coaches are talking about. Like, this makes no sense. I'm down through 2 points in a game. I need the field goal to win,
right,
and now I've got to notify you. Guys, you're not recovering these onside kicks. It's like 5%, if
look,
that.
If you're down a touchdown, they're going to onside kick. And by the way, in case you're wondering, Carl, the recovery rate for the kicking team used to be, before they made the rule change, was 16.4%. Since we've gone to the current style, it's down to 8.6.
Nothing.
So
yeah.
Basically, it's a long shot. We know that. The other thing they're going to go with is the kicking team now, if you don't kick it to the team, they get the ball at the 35. So they're going to try to get you to put the ball between the 10 and the goal line.
Okay.
But then you're going to have, now remember, the guys are all facing each other 5 yards apart. They're trying to get the kick returns going again.
Yeah.
Because they know they overcorrected in the guise of
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Player safety.
All right, man. But there's a lot happening down there. And again, you know, they'll continue to look at all the things. I think one of the most interesting things, you know, that we've learned here is Mike Tomlin was grilled about this Aaron Rodgers thing. Mm. And he was basically saying, look, there's no deadline to sign him. Kind of there is, isn't there?
Well, I mean, when do you want to get rolling on this one? I mean, yes, mini camps technically and organized team activities, which Aaron doesn't attend anyway, don't really start, oh, Carl.
He's going back to the pyramids?
Yeah, well, that's a one-in-a-lifetime shot. But, yeah, I'm not sure how this works in Pittsburgh. He's, you know, as you said, UCLA. And I mean, how they find him? He's throwing a DK Metcalf. So I just noticed.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers on campus?
Yeah, look, does that look like Aaron Rodgers?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.